Here we are at the gates of the great and powerful Oz, and we have come for your children. We are the real politically incorrect. Our lives are not charmed. We work for a living. When was the last time you admitted we even exist? Roseanne? Taxi? Sanford and Son? Jerry Springer. Our kids are not Gap kids. Our young people are not teenage witches. Nor are they clueless to the fact that they neither have nor want anything in common with Dawson's Creek, popular, or spoiled white rich babies 90210. We see no difference between Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, and Ronald McDonald. We will not knuckle under to your devious children's programming, whose sole message is to buy ever more officially overpriced merchandise and toys. And the relentless branding of little kids to the point where they're teased and ostracized at school because the logo on their shirt don't match the logo on their shoes. Or worse yet, their mama can't afford those expensive Tommy brand name clothes in the first place. And we will not let Campbell's Soup, Old Navy, MTV, or anyone else hammer into the minds of girls as young as 6 years old that they should always hate their bodies and always be on a diet. The people own the airwaves, remember? The lifestyles of the rich and famous can kiss our funky booty hole. We have nothing in common with Mad About You, bulimic Barbie doll pop stars, or those nauseating yuppies on Friends. Our friends have never seen the inside of a Manhattan apartment that big, have you? Our lives are less likely to be touched by an angel than by a 30-day eviction notice from landlords so greedy they should be lynched, bulldozing us from the cities we give life to in the first place so more dot-com cowboys can seize our homes and tootle around spitting money in everyone else's face. We don't care who wins on Survivor. We care about surviving. Corporate-sponsored global warming and an ozone turned into Swiss cheese that you won't even admit is a problem. We don't care who's porking whom on Melrose Place or even in the West Wing. We know the real scandals include 4 out of 5 Americans deliberately locked out of your mirage of an economic boom. As Michael Franti put it, I don't care who they're screwing in private. I want to know who they're screwing in public. ER, Chicago Hope. Gosh, I'm so touched. What about all the people turned away from real ERs and can't see a doctor at all because they can't afford no insurance? We know real world is not the real world. I recently met a woman named Irene McGee who quit this show and said not even the house was real. The fridges were all filled to the brim with Vlasic pickles, delivered daily by the crate load along with gallons of Nantucket nectar. If she drank anything else, the crew took it from her hand and made sure the Nantucket nectar label was facing the camera instead. when she walked out, another guy in the cast of Real World hit her. And the camera crew did nothing. Who cares if she's in danger? We're out scooping Jerry Springer. When she spoke out, MTV sued her. And Entertainment Weekly rated Irene getting smash mouthed the 47th most interesting event on TV that whole year. Come on, MTV. Far as I'm concerned, Beavis and Butthead and Dora are the only good things you ever did. But can't you think of a better way to raise audience awareness of domestic violence than to make it look cool? Home improvement. How about it? Throw the TV out the window. No, not quite. We don't hate the media. We've become the media. What responsible use of the internet, pirate radio and micropower, punk and hip-hop nation, independent music, publishing, film, and now television have accomplished so far is only the tip of the iceberg. Or is it a mushroom cloud? More and more often, the camcorder truth jihad will catch you beating innocent people for marching peacefully or driving while black. Illuminate your blowjobs, not from interns, but from money bags. They make cameras small as grasshoppers now, and they will slip inside your prisons, toxic dumps and sweatshops, all the way up to your boardrooms. We will bring people together against your whole goddamn agenda because you have given Earth's life forms nowhere else to go. Giving a damn about the world around us and doing something about it is not an antique roadshow. We demand fair and more accurate, balanced news coverage. Real people with real lives in your dramas and on your talk shows. And if we don't get it, we'll make it ourselves. We know we can do better than you. And as King George W. Bush II once said, we will. As the world turns, our guiding light will be to take back and improve the days of our lives, knowing each one life to live matters. Welcome to our Spin City, little homeless shelter on the prairie. Survivor, where contestants try to feed their families on a skinflint Clinton Gingrich Gore welfare check. Mary Tyler Moore stuck in endless dead-end temp jobs with no time off or benefits at all. We got all kinds of cures for your sitcoms, so boring they're not even funny anymore, and Letterman's very existence, and third product placement from the sun. We'll exile Jesse Helms to the Munsters. George W. Gore and Arianna Huffington are the new cast of Green Acres. ER goes to Somalia, while Baywatch goes to Burma. Kathy Lee presents the lighter side of East Timor, while Oprah models swimsuits on location at Superfund sites. You give us the world's wildest police chases, we'll give you the world's wildest police brutality cases. Nash Bridges finally busts Willie Brown. Cigarette Man in the X-Files turns out to be Dianne Feinstein. And behind the scenes, the cause of it all is Paul from the Diamond Center. Our idea of the world's funniest home videos is the Fortune 500 sinking into the sea. You push game shows called Greed and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? How about Who Wants to Jail a Millionaire? Storm the gates of the Bastille of the wonderful world of Disney. The vampire we are out to slay is you. Turn AOL Time Warner over to Adbusters. Hand the reins of CNN to me. Replace Rupert Murdoch with Marilyn Manson. We are everywhere and we won't go away. We will not go quietly and shut up and shop. We will boycott you and boycott your sponsors, sabotage them at work, and raise our kids unafraid to show that they're smart. Enough to see through the pop junk you puke out. Not an icon to stir them, even Mickey Mouse. Earth, the final conflict. Corporations versus life itself. And time is running out. But we're not running, are we? To the Hilton, where the National Association of Lousy Broadcasters is trashing Marconi's name by giving out Marconi Awards as we speak. Charge! Peace.
All right, cell phones for a second. Have you seen the Beavis and Butthead episode where Beavis gets an order on the phone and throws the phone in the French fry fryer? Every time I see somebody walking down the street with a phone, I want to just walk up to them and throw it in the nearest French fry fryer. Or imagine a day of protests against cell phone people, especially the ones who drive bad in their SUVs as a result. Where all over the country, people run up and grab phones out of people's hands and just run around the block with them for a while. To avoid an aggravated robbery charge, you then hand it back. But still, not just the Joker, but think of if everybody became Harpo Marx for a day every once in a while.